Good morning and welcome to my podcast. My name is Diane Sassano and I am a medium, psychic energy healer, certified life coach and hypnotherapist. This podcast, Mirror Mirror, the unapologetic podcast, will explore with you the challenges healing of self through mirroring our greatest fears, beliefs, patterns that are in need of healing. Here we don't apologize for growing and learning. Let's explore this world of self together. Join me weekly for many topics of interest from either myself or my audience. There is no topic off limits. One thing we can be assured of is we are all adults, maybe. Thank you for subscribing to my podcast and sharing with someone that may be in need or just for listening to me. And as always, I thank you for listening, share, subscribe, and let's delve into the realms of infinite possibilities together. Till next we meet, have a blessed day. Hi, and welcome all again to Mirror Mirror, the unapologetic podcast. This is your host, Diane, and I welcome you today. Today, we're going to be speaking about dismantling limiting beliefs and patterns. And I know going into the new year, everybody's thinking about their resolutions and everything to do to have a better life. What better time than now would it be to go ahead and start dismantling the beliefs and healing yourself and going into the new year, starting from a new place, a new perspective. So, as I know, beliefs and what we have, they do stem from childhood and we carry them through our whole life. And every time something happens to us, we feel and believe that it's a new trauma or a new circumstance or a new issue that is that we're facing, but it's not. It's just a trigger from something that's happened to you in your past. So the belief systems in life do stem from parents, grandparents, your environment. One of the severest forms of a belief was organized religion. I can tell you from my own past experience is that if I missed a day of church, I was punished more so than if I missed a day of school, and made to believe that these things were critical to being a good person if you missed a day at church or if you did something wrong. Now, we know whomever you believe in, God, divine source, that's not so. I mean, from what I've read in the Bible and from what I was told is that Jesus Christ never spoke or practiced inside a building. He walked and he preached and he spoke to people everywhere. So that was kind of a blow to me as a young child, that I believed that if I didn't go to church that I would probably go to hell. So I'm sure everybody has something like that that eats at them till today and carry it with you today. Throughout my life, though, I did realize that my thoughts and actions never matched up to what people told me I should be or should have been or I need to be. The emotions that I felt just never felt right to me when people would say these things to me. So I soon realized as I got older that I patterned all my actions and beliefs from my external world and my environment and family. I know that we all feel that call to please people and especially loved ones through guilt, shame, and experiences. Looking back through your life, you need to see that you created your experiences to match your beliefs. And I want to ask you a question, and you can send it back to me on my voicemail. Tell me about what results you've produced in your life in various areas with these limiting beliefs, and what do you feel that you need to push through to dismantle them? Tell me where in your life and results that you do not feel in alignment with yourself and where you want to go and where you want to be or what do you want to have. And one more. Tell me an area in your life where you have and you tried to change, improve, or let go, but it still didn't get any better. And these are some serious things that you need to think about going forward to have a better mindset, a better place in your life to be present and not have these limiting beliefs keep you back from achieving everything that is your God-given right to achieve. I know that in all areas of life, limiting beliefs hide beneath and behind, and they shape everything that we do. What you don't want to face will repeat over and over and over again as a trigger, and definitely that trauma will never be healed. So I know it's discouraging to realize that these very limiting beliefs prevent us, you and whomever, from seeing opportunities. You must bring these out in the open. Then you have no choice but to face them and heal them. I know a lot of people, I say the shadow side because that's what I deal with. That would be a side of you that where you hide something deep inside of you. And that's where you need to go to heal these traumas that you carry within you. And how do you identify these traits? Beliefs, simply ask yourself. One, an example could be, why do men only like women with youthful appearances in great model-like bodies? That's a belief system that was put out there in society and make women question their self-worth and their value. Okay, it's a matter of anything that you say to yourself to justify why something isn't working for you. That is a limited belief. And you can ask yourself, how does that make you feel? Does that sound good to you? Does anything like that make sense? Does it sound reasonable to you? You'll make it sound so damn good and true that it validates that evidence that you feed to yourself. You'll make up any valid excuse, whatever evidence, to make yourself believe it is so. And that's a fact. Guess what? Unless you're willing to give up on yourself, your dreams, and your goals, it is a limited decision that you wanted to keep around. So you make a choice whether to grow or not grow. You realize, too, that when you are making a limited decision, you're telling yourself no. Something that's natural for you to grow or to do is you're telling your soul, your emotions, your mental, your body, no. And you tend to push away or ignore them or whatever you have to do as a new self-talk that you make it a positive experience, not really looking at the damage self-talk so can truly do to you. It's really ugly and limited. And you just told yourself that it's okay that you don't deal with it, that you allow someone to speak to you, that you carry a belief that doesn't sit right in you. And you realize that you are making these decisions. If you look at the emotions that's tied to these experiences you are having, they stay and they hang around with it a moment and feel it in your body. Where is it hiding? What's it telling you? You know, and don't give it any fluff. Say it like it is. If it's anger you have towards someone for something, you need to heal it. You need to resolve it. If it's sadness, if it's whatever the emotion that's attached to that belief, that's where you need to go to heal it. You know, and I can give you some examples. I will never be good enough. Pretty, handsome, smart enough, thin, etc. People won't like me. What will they think of me? You know, all these things drag them in their ugly, self-defeating beliefs out of the dark. And I can teach you how to do this.